Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's good to be with you, Bruce.
An evaluation funded by the Swine Health Information Center of staged loading for the prevention of virus transfer has now been completed. First of all, what inspired this effort and what did researchers intend to accomplish?
Well, it's pretty common knowledge and it's common sense that as pigs move from, for example, finisher units to the market and the trucks come back from marketplaces or any first place of concentration, actually, as they come back onto the farm, there's a probability, even more so than a possibility, that they may bring swine pathogens back onto the farm. And so that's a risk to the health of the pigs. And we wanted to investigate ways that would be easy to implement on especially finishers as they are phased marketed from the units, especially those finishers, ways that we can implement low-cost biosecurity procedures to try to interrupt that transfer of pathogens from first points of concentrations like markets back onto the farm. That's really the objective of this. Maybe take a look at, if you will, what type of Danish bench system, for example, the next great Danish bench system that can be applied to the finisher sites to interrupt pathogens coming back into those pigs.
What does staged loading actually involve, and how does this differ from what's typically done?
Yeah, in a lot of places right now, typically what happens is you have a crew that comes into the farm, and the crew will move the pigs for all the way from the pens, pick out those that are marked or they're indicated ready for market. They'll take those out of the pens, they'll move them all the way down the alleyway, all the way up the chute and into the transport truck. The phased loading is a way to look at this in a different manner and see if we can use different phases of loading, if you can use that phrase, to interrupt pathogen transfer from the transport vehicle, from the truck, back into the pens. As people walk up the chute and move pigs into the trucks, then they'll walk back down into the pens, and that certainly is an opportunity to pull anything that's in the truck down into the pens themselves. So what we wanted to look at is see if we could use different crews to do different pieces of that loading. Have one crew take the pigs out of the pen, move them to a spot where a second crew will take them from that spot and move them up onto the truck. And that way those people that are moving the pigs up the chute onto the truck are never in contact back with the pens and with the pigs that are in the pens, and see if we could interrupt then pathogens moving back from that truck back into the pens.
Who conducted the work and where and over what time frames?
Dr. Darrell Holtkamp at Iowa State University did this. It was really a pilot project here in the Midwest in Iowa. It was really a pilot project to see if it was even feasible. One of the things that he did in this pilot was to put a powder that's called glow germ on the ground, on the surface of the chute and right by the chute, right by the entryway to the chute. And so what he wanted to see is if he could detect that glow germ that would phosphoresce under black light. If he could detect that glow germ that was on the loading chute back into the pens and how far that stretched back. So it was an indicator to see if there was a possibility for contamination to go from the loading chute back into the pens. What we found was that there was a significant difference of the spread of that glow germ phosphorescent from between the regular loading where people would go from pens to the chute and back to the pens to the use of phase loading, where people would transport the pigs. They'd move the pigs from the pen to a certain spot where another crew would pick up those pigs and move them onto the truck. It looked like it's a good system. And what we want to do next is we want to test it out further in a major trial to see if we can detect actual health differences between those pigs that are using phase loading as part of the procedure versus regular loading, where the people move from the truck all the way back into the pen.
What have been the key findings, and what is the significance of what has been found?
Yeah, the key finding for this pilot project was that there was a significant difference when phase loading was used. And the significant difference was in the ability to detect possible contamination going back into the pen. So that was an important finding. And I think that that's something that we're going to investigate as a possible low-cost, implementable procedure that we could put onto finishing sites to help prevent transport of pathogens from contaminated trucks that would come back from first points of concentration, like markets, back onto the farms. It gives the possibility of having this low-cost, efficient, and effective way to interrupt pathogen transport and to improve biosecurity.
How will this information be used, and by whom?
Well, we're hopeful that we can take this information from the pilot project and apply it to a larger study that will give some real data on the ability for this procedure to prevent pathogen transfer. And once that happens, then we're also hopeful that it can be widely used in the countryside by producers as they move their pigs to market. We know that the transport biosecurity is a major issue. And the transport of pathogens coming back from first points of concentration, like markets, like packing plants, is a very important thing in biosecurity and biocontainment of pathogens back to the farm. And if this phase loading can be implemented by the producers, by their transport loading crews, then we really have an opportunity to decrease disease, increase efficiency, increase production, and do it in a low-cost manner.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'm really looking forward to the next phase of this, and that's the larger study that we'll be doing this fall, starting this fall and into the winter. That's just getting designed now. We're about ready to be signing contracts and working on this. And so I think we can look forward to, within the next 6 months or so, some real information about the use of phase loading as a technique to increase biosecurity, enhance biosecurity, especially on finishing sites.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bruce. Good to be with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.